pot when the Jehovah's Witnesses came. Their names were Danny and Madeline, and they came around noon on Saturday. He looked like a wreck, and he let him in. They were middle-aged and well-scrubbed, and they said that it was wrong to use the cross as a Christian symbol, when actually it dated back to the pagan gods of Babylon. Besides that, they said, Christ wasn't crucified on a cross anyway. He was crucified on a long stake or a pole. And besides that, even if he was crucified on a cross, wasn't it weird that the instrument of his murder should become a venerated object placed on the altars of churches everywhere? When they left, Danny wrote on a little piece of paper from a notebook, Danny and Madeline Leninsky, Jehovah's Witnesses, 943-1824. But on hot summer nights with the windows open, Carter could hear big jet planes coming in and going out over the house and the noise made by the fan. In his backyard that night, some pervert tried to rape the little girl who lived next door. She was assaulted successfully by two boys when she was 3 years old, the mother of the girl told Carter that night. Now this isn't good. Meanwhile, the girl shook and sobbed and held Carter around the waist as tight as she could. By the curb, two police cars parked and kids on bicycles gathered around. In the back seat of one of the cars, a bearded guy in his late 20s sat handcuffed to the partition between the seats. I can't take much more of this, Carter. I really can't take much more of this, said the mother of the girl who had been assaulted when she was 3 years old. David, go get my Valium from off the washing machine and get a glass of water, please. You gonna give Shelly a Valium, Mom? Just go, David. The little girl tightened her grip. Carter stroked her hair. Honest to God, I can't take much more of this, Carter, the mother said again. On TV, a grossly overweight woman sang Toyland, while in a playpen behind her, a bald-headed man wearing a diaper wrestled with a pretty young girl dressed in what seemed to be a pornographer's conception of a white nurse's uniform. Soon, these two were joined by a dwarf dressed to look like a doctor. The fat woman sang, appearing unaware of what was taking place behind her. Some seconds later, the fat woman's voice became drowned out by the tracked laughter of an audience that didn't exist. The fan rattled in the window. Outside in the night, heat lightning flashed white like a slow, irregular strobe.